Black Entertainment Television is dropping two of its three regular news programs, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
BET is cutting two shows that give viewers a chance to spend a little time with African-American newsmakers, Lead Story and BET Tonight with Ed Gordon. The programs feature in-depth interviews with black leaders like Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, and with lesser-known or more controversial figures. That's why Condice Presley, president of the National Association of Black Journalists, wasn't happy to hear about the cuts.
It was an opportunity for African-American viewers to see long-form interviews and to get news and information on those newsmakers in our community who aren't getting that kind of time in the mainstream media. I think it'd be somewhat odd to see Dan Rather sit down and do a nice long-form half-hour interview with Louis Farrakhan.
The cancellations surprised some observers like Tom Umstead, programming editor at Multichannel News, which covers the cable industry. Umstead says the network reaches 74 million households, so it isn't hurting for viewers. And he says BET has long touted the news shows as an important community service.
That whole block itself sort of gave BET some legitimacy in terms of reaching out to the African American community through news and information, and now to lose that may not sit very well with some people who say that BET is too entertainment oriented and not developing programming that deal with the issues within the African American community.
Those viewers may be especially disappointed to find out that BET has plans to increase its entertainment offerings and bring in more syndicated shows. That didn't surprise Umstead, who says that many observers have been expecting that since BET was acquired by Viacom more than a year ago.
What you'll see down the line is some of the acquisitions that they talk about in terms of syndicated programs are out of there. A lot of it probably will have Viacom's fingers on it, meaning it'll probably come out of Viacom's stable, and you'll start to see more of these synergies develop going forward.
That means viewers can expect to see programming recycled from Viacom's other holdings, which include Nickelodeon, MTV, CBS, and the Paramount Movie Studios. But news is not dead on BET, says Michael Llewellyn, a spokesperson for the network. Llewellyn says they are keeping the regular nightly newscast, and they will be increasing other types of coverage.
So you will see potentially more town halls on important subject matter for African Americans, expert roundtables, documentaries, still focusing on those key issues like the economy and the war on terrorism.
Llewellyn says they are still discussing a possible role at BET for news host Ed Gordon, and Llewellyn says the changes they are making are in response to focus groups, audience analysis, and direct viewer feedback. Trust us, says Llewellyn.
What we ask is that people continue to do what they've done since BET's been around now for 22 years, and that is remain supportive of the network, because the product that we have is excellent, but it's a normal reaction I think you get sometimes when you are trying something new and different.
Lead Story and BET Tonight with Ed Gordon will go off the air at the end of this month. Laura Seidel, NPR News.